Welcome to Charlotte. Can I help you?
That's one of the greeters here at the airport as delegates like Maryland's own Adrian Jones, Speaker Pro Tem of the House of Delegates, arrive here in the Queen City for the Democratic National Convention.
Well, it's going to be, I think, fantastic, to tell you the truth. We're going to see a contrast in last week's at the RNC, and looking forward to getting the facts out and getting the information to the people.
Governor O'Malley is here and is fired up to be in Charlotte.
Oh, it's very exciting. I mean, to walk through any convention hall, whether the Republican convention or the Democratic, you just get a sense of the history and the honor that we have as Americans to be able to choose our leaders every 4 years.
While this Charlotte resident knows it's going to be tough getting around town for the next few days, she says it's all worth it.
You know what? Living here, this is great for our city. It's great for the business here. It's great to put us on the map so other people can see what a wonderful place this is. So we will put up with this and all the inconvenience for the benefit of that.
So it's the second of back-to-back conventions with the Democrats setting up shop this week here in Charlotte. CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Bob Schieffer says it's almost like being on the PGA Tour.
You know, you finish the tournament in one town and drive on to the next town so you can play in the Pro-Am. I mean, we're here a day early, and it'll be fun. I mean, it's just the other one was fun. They always are.
At the Democratic National Convention in Charlotte, Scott Wyckoff, WBAL and WBAL.com.